This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning and happy Monday to you. Yes, we are kicking off our Monday morning. The doctors are in. Dr. Amy Reed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jenna.
Good to see you. And you brought a twin today.
Okay. That's right.
Listen, Dr. Blanchard is here, and they match in the most beautiful, like, periwinkle.
Well, blue. I actually sent out the email this morning.
Yeah, we had
blue shirt, black pants. That's right.
And you nailed it.
Oh, you
nailed
it.
Right on the blue, though. I mean, it's just, it was perfect. So it just shows the level of expertise at VIP Care. And before we go any further, I want to be able to give Dr. Reed a chance to just tell our listeners who are new to the show, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620. If you have a question for the doctors, I want you to just share with our new listeners who VIP Care is and what your mission is.
Yeah, so VIP care, it's the difference between sick and well care. So primarily in the American healthcare system, it's sick care. You wait until you're sick to go to the doctor, but that's not us. What we want to do is see you healthy, keep you healthy. And we're serving as primary care providers for patients that are 65 and older in the Pensacola area. And we want to see you as often as possible to keep you that well.
As often as possible. I'd like to reiterate on that, because I have a number of patients that I see once a week. Actually, I have a couple of patients that I see twice a week. Pretty fortunate.
Yeah, it just depends on your level of need. But, and that's the great thing about our providers that have those small patient panels, where we're able to give you that level of care instead of saying, oh, well, we can see it in 2 weeks. No, we can see you like that day if you're sick. Mm-hmm. Just give us a call first.
Mm-hmm. In my clinic, I have a policy that if you're sick, you just walk on in. And that happens almost on a daily basis, if not multiple times throughout the day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't make them wait for 5 hours to call them back or anything like that?
No,
or,
because remember, this is VIP care. And we do VIP care.
Let me just tell you, I feel like maybe y'all can like lead and champion the change in primary care, because I'm not going to call anybody out on air, but it's been about 2 weeks since I've received a call back, and I have like actual, unseen issues, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do. I think, and that's something we could probably talk about too, is how there's a lot of people in the world who have, I want to call it like naked illnesses, basically. Like, you can't see it to the naked eye, and but they're dealing with a lot underneath, like chronic illnesses, fibromyalgia, things like that, that you just can't see, but they're in so much pain. Mm-hmm. But if you know that your patient like is suffering from that, you should probably call them back maybe once in a while.
So here's what I do in my clinic. We get... what I will do is I will bring a patient in for their initial visit, and I will draw their labs on that initial visit. And those labs come directly to us. And most labs are done within 24 hours, unless it's
a mail out, and it might take a week.
Yeah, a specialty lab. And I will see those the next morning, and I can directly call my patients and say, hey, you know what? You've got a hemoglobin A1C that is really high. We need to address that immediately. So that's the nice thing about VIP care. And if you come to my clinic, every single patient has my cell phone number that they can call if they have any questions or concerns. Let's say their medication didn't get filled that day, or it's midnight and they just fell and they don't know what to do. They call my cell phone number.
And even across VIP care, if you don't have the doctor's personal cell phone number, we have an on-call physician 24 hours a day. Well, at least during the hours of that we're closed, and the doors are closed to the clinic. So that means if you call before 8 a.m. or after 5 p.m. and you have a question, you're going to be triaged by a physician, not the answering service.
It's a VIP care physician.
It's a VIP care physician, yes.
So there's options for after hours care. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So there was a question. Let me pull it up real quick. Do you have weekend hours?
We do not have weekend hours at VIP Care, but I've had a couple patients. Sorry, that was my cell phone.
You're fine.
Oh, my goodness. What is going on here?
It's another patient.
Yeah,
they're texting.
Exactly.
You better answer it. No.
VIP Care. I've actually gone into the clinic. I've had a patient that's called my cell phone and said, wait a minute here. I'm having a COPD attack or whatnot. And so I'll meet them at the clinic. And I've done that a few times, meet them in the clinic on a Saturday or Sunday. And I will get them fixed up so they do not have to go to the ER. Mm. Because what's the general rule, Amy, about the ER?
Tell me. I want to know.
So my general rule, and this is the Reed rule, you take 100 minus the patient's age, and that's your likelihood of leaving the ER. So, ooh. Yeah.
Remember, the ER, they want you to stay there.
Do they?
At VIP Care, we want to take care of you and keep you healthy.
Yeah, we want to keep you out of the ER, out of the hospitals. We want to make sure that your health is in tip-top shape.
Okay.
That's exactly
so you try to avoid the ER at all, as much as you can, and keep them healthy before it gets to that point.
Well, that's
there's always appropriate use of the ER. So what my general rule is, and this is another Reed rule, life, limb, eyesight, those are all acceptable reasons to use and utilize the ER. But most things that get turned up in the ER, they're not emergencies. Mm. So like a COPD exacerbation, as long as it's not like in respiratory distress or failure, like that can be managed in an outpatient clinic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And COPD, that's another I just was mentioning before. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. The doctors are in. Yes, the doctors from VIP Care. If you have a question, they cannot diagnose you over the phone, but they have a number that you can call to get into VIP Care. Of course, they serve over 65. And what is it? The Medicare
Advantage. Medicare
Advantage plans. That's what it is. Yep. But please, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning to you. I see you guys tuning in. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. So COPD, that's kind of like an invisible issue as well, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
COPD is going to present... What I have seen over the years is it usually presents in people that have been smoking multiple years, or I've got a few patients too from secondhand smoke.
Okay. And
passive smoking. Yeah. And so they'll usually start out with asthma, and then it will progress to just flat out COPD. COPD is a condition where the lungs, they constrict and you can't get air out of the lungs, and you feel like you're suffocating.
Yeah, so that's so patients complain of a chronic cough that just doesn't go away, or shortness of breath, and that shortness of breath is a lot more than what's normal. You know, so there's exertional shortness of breath, or exertional dyspnea. So if you go up, five flights of stairs, you're going to be short of breath. But this is like going to your car and getting short of breath. Like that's the shortness.
That's a good
point.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, that's not good.
No,
that's not a good sign at all. So here's a question. This is random, but is secondhand smoke worse than firsthand smoking?
Just as bad.
It's just as bad.
Just as bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you were like, no, it's not gonna be that bad. Like, it's still, I mean,
just as bad.
Okay. Just as bad.
All right. Do you also have methods for? Well, I know the one, but to help people quit smoking, even if they are 65.
Well, do you know how you quit smoking?
Well, I've done it.
You just keep trying. I did it too.
High five, air five.
Boom. Yep. Right.
Listen,
there.
And it's tough.
It's very tough. It's very tough. But the best way to stop smoking is keep trying to stop smoking.
Yeah, don't give up on yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, the literature states that the average person takes approximately 14 times of trying to quit to actually quit smoking.
I think it took me 114 times.
114. Yeah, sounds about right. No, and then you think like later on, you're like trying to sneak one in. You're like, no, this is a bad idea, bad. And you're just like, do one of those V8 things. Like, why did I do that?
It's super hard.
But I will say, and I had a friend, back in my early 20s is when it kind of was like, I got to take a handle on this. But I have a friend who was diagnosed with lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And she was the one I hung around with all the time. And she was only in her 20s too. And I was like, oh, okay. there's something that we gotta do. There's gotta be a change. And time there's sometimes to change. A wake up yep. call that helps as well. But mm-hmm. you know, there are methods though where mm-hmm. you guys, and I know you have your method.
Yeah.
Wake up call. Let me share a little story about
Tell
a wake
us.
Up call. So I have a patient, and for probably 8 or 9 months I kept telling her, you are overweight, you need to lose weight, because what it's doing is it's elevating your blood pressure and you're going to eventually develop heart problems. And in our clinics, once a month, we do echocardiograms and lower extremity arterial Dopplers, checking for circulation. And sure enough, this lady was found to have CHF, which is congestive heart failure, and her heart was not pumping enough. And so I called her in. It was that exact same day. Immediately after the echo was done, I went in that room and I said, you know what? They just found that you have congestive heart failure. I said, are you ready to make a change? Mm-hmm. And so what I did with this lady is, it scared the heck out of her, of course. And I let her kind of soak that diagnosis in. I brought her in the next day and I said, okay, I care about you. I want to see you better. And you know you need to get better because you have grandkids. You have lots of kids. You've got a family that's relying on you. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make a bet with you. And so I placed a pretty significant wager with this lady. I said, this was in January. I said, by the end of June, if you lose 50 pounds, I will pay up on this wager. And she lost 52 pounds.
Nuh-uh.
And
good for
now,
her.
Now she has a perfectly active lifestyle. She's playing with her grandkids all the time. She's actually walking twice a day now, and she's got her grandkids out there walking with her.
Wow.
Now I did kind of go broke on that wager.
Listen, you were asking for it, Dr. Blanchard.
Yeah, right.
I was asking for it, but you know, she did it.
Yes.
And it was interesting because she hated me the first 8 months because she just could not stand the fact that I was bringing reality there. You need to lose weight. But she did it. I'm so proud of her. I give her a big hug every time I see her.
That's awesome.
And that's really what our focus is like the prevention, keeping you healthy. So focusing on people's weight, if they're smoking, if they're drinking, if they're using recreational drugs, or, you know, just not doing what's healthy for them. We're going to call people out. And so I've had a lot of patients that I'm not their favorite because I'll say, hey, are you still smoking? And they're like, oh yeah, I am. It's like, you need to stop. You know, so it's a conversation that we have every single time. So,
yes. I mean, sometimes the hard truths are the worst ones, you know, to deal with. And later on they pay off, like you just shared.
But it's very important to be just very honest with people and patients.
I feel like that's a good thing for the doctors to do. So good job.
Yeah.
I like that, Dr. Reed. It's okay. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you, I'd rather them be completely honest and share that with me than be like, oh, you're going to be fine. Just, you know, and skate over it. Because no, I need you to have a come to Jesus moment with me right here and right now.
Or how about the answer? How are my lab results? Oh, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually how I've counseled patients about drinking. You know, so it'll come to light that they're drinking, you know, one or two drinks every single day. But then I'll do lab work on them, and I see that their liver enzymes are significantly elevated. I'm like, hey, listen, I know that you're only drinking one to two, or at least that's what you're telling me, but your level of drinking is causing your level, your liver enzymes to be elevated. So mm-hmm. you need to scale back to like maybe one or two a week. So
yeah, or just take a break for a little while. I'm telling you, it pays mm-hmm. off. You feel so much better, by the way, because
yeah.
it totally impacts your sleep. So you think that it's going to help you sleep, but really in the middle of the night, you wake up and you have to go to the bathroom and all the things. So I'm just saying, listen, it doesn't hurt.
But also, it's very important to address the deeper issue. Because alcoholism is a symptom of the problem. Mm. And so what I find in a lot of my patients is I kind of dig and I dig and I dig. And I find out there's a whole lot going on with them. And those issues need to be addressed. And once those are addressed, I've had a couple people actually quit drinking and wow. kind of resume a normal life.
Yeah. So for
pretty cool.
Yeah, smoking, drinking, like it's their unhealthy coping mechanism. That's okay. what I usually
yeah.
say.
Right. Yeah.
And so I'm like, what is it that you're trying to like self-treat with this? And yeah, no, it, like I said, these questions, it may seem that doctors, or at least VIP doctors, are being really, really nosy, but
right.
really it's just, it opens up those conversations.
Good. Yes, absolutely. Hey, 850-437-1620. If you have a question, please text it in. Why do we always hear negatives about smoking, but never negatives about pot or drinking? I think we just talked a little bit about mm-hmm. the drinking part without even realizing it, but what are the negatives about, I mean... What are the negatives about, you know, smoking pot or drinking heavily?
So in terms of marijuana use, I always say that there's no safe level that's been established. But that being said, there's nothing in this world that's completely 100% safe, right? You know, so even taking aspirin over the counter, if you're taking it inappropriately, not to the prescription bottle directions, it can be detrimental. So it's the same with anything. So smoking, drinking, marijuana use. But when it comes to marijuana use, you know, some people are using that for instead of like a benzodiazepine, or they're using that instead of opiates. They're using,
sure.
you know, so they're, or they're using it for cancer pain mm-hmm. To stimulate appetite. So yeah, you have to weigh the risks versus the benefits.
Okay.
Everyone's going to be a little mm-hmm. bit different,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, no safe level established on that one.
I actually have two patients who have developed COPD from smoking marijuana their whole lives. They've never smoked a cigarette before, but they have COPD from just smoking marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting topic.
That is very interesting, actually.
There's so much research about the medical benefits of marijuana. I mean, the research goes on and on and on and on. But
like we were saying, there's no safe level that's been established.
Exactly.
And especially for people that are chronically smoking, it doesn't really matter which way you're doing that, either like with, you know, smoking like a cigarette, joint, whatever, or the Juuls that are kind of like the tobacco, and long-term effects from that. So increasing fatty deposits on your neurons. So it...
Yeah, I haven't heard too many good things about the Juul. I'm air quoting it.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that's the Juul, right?
Right.
Juul.
Yeah. So there's
not like
that.
The singer Juul.
Yeah.
She's still good. She's still
yodels.
She's great.
Exactly.
But the other one, not so much, because yeah. I hear that it has like a ton of negative effects later on down the road.
Yeah. So we're seeing
it's the vaping in general.
Right. And we're seeing people in their late teens, early 20s with advanced lung disease, like you mm-hmm. would expect to see in like a 65 or up. Person. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, like I said, there's nothing safe in this world, and especially when it comes to like tobacco use.
Yeah. Well, now, like when it comes to like marijuana, too, mm-hmm. people are turning to gummy supplements or I don't know what else they, what else do they do? I don't
yeah.
know. Obviously, I'm not.
I think we're all a little naive to that. We're like, okay,
well,
gummies.
I'm open to learning about it. And in fact, there was a great mm-hmm. article a couple of weeks ago that I read, and it was fantastic just to learn the benefits, but also weigh your risk. Like if mm-hmm. you are dealing with anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. which we've talked about this before, don't just treat that symptom of like, oh my gosh, my heart is racing and I'm dealing with this really stressful
Find
situation.
Find out what's underneath there.
Yeah. What has caused it in the past mm-hmm. that you need to talk about and get it out. Mm-hmm. And that way you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you've heard before, there was actually a really good quote by an actor. He's British with the curly black hair and he's hilarious sometimes, sometimes not. But he said... You know, he was married to the singer Katy Perry. But
what
is his name? I don't remember, but you can help me. I know.
I think that's a little too young for me.
No.
Get that one, Dr. Reed.
Anyway, keep talking and I'll find it.
He said something like, you know, people say like marijuana and alcohol are like a gateway drug. And of course, it's really important to know thyself and gauge yourself, right?
Exactly.
Like you were just saying like, hey, you're saying you're only drinking one a night, but your enzymes are saying more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you in track, and maybe, you know, you can even guide people in a special dietary way to do that. But he was like, no, it's not that that's a gateway drug. It's trauma and abuse and
exactly.
self-esteem issues and undealt with issues that are actually the gateway.
And those are issues that I see a lot in my clinic. are you know, people will come in and a lot of them are being treated for depression from a previous physician. And so what I do is I really try to look for underlying issues. And once again, there's always something underlying that. And if we can talk about that and get that issue resolved, then I'm not saying the depression will disappear,
right?
But it can be alleviated a lot and helped a lot.
And I like Dr. Blanchard's approach. Like we always take a step further, you know. So what exactly is it that's causing you to be anxious or depressed, and then kind of going from there? Because I tell people, my patients all the time, like, I'm a good listener, but I'm not a great counselor. So if it comes to that point, I'm always like, hey, we can start medication, but it sounds like there's some issues at hand that you really need to talk about, address, and work through. And so I'll refer for counseling or mental health services, because CBT or cognitive behavior therapy is wonderful on so many fronts, like depression, anxiety, weight loss, tobacco use, insomnia, you know. So just having someone hold up that mirror, it's great. So
yeah, that's a very good point.
It's very good. And you know, we mentioned it before, like, you generally, oh, thank you, listeners.
Russell Brand, yes.
Wait, what is
that? That's what it is.
Wait, what did I just miss?
He's the actor comedian that was married to Katy Perry, but he's also very poignant.
Russell
very
Brand.
Very poignant. But what he said was very eye-opening and very true. It's not just like, you know, oh, I'm going to try this marijuana and then I'm going to become an addict. No, it was probably you did it to, you know, couple with something and
self-medicating.
Self-medicating, and you're never too old. It's never too late to get help with quitting smoking or drinking or getting on your life on track, because 65, you still have a solid 40 years ahead of you in my eyes. Just you have to take
the
reins and go.
It's never too late for change.
Ever.
It is never
ever.
Too late.
Ever.
I wake up every morning and my first prayer is, God, show me what I need to change.
Oh, I love that.
It's true.
I feel like maybe that's something I need to do more of. That's really good. Usually it's, you know, change the way that you drive because you're a little aggressive. So we're still working on that.
No. that part of me has been removed.
Really?
Yes, I'm not.
Are you the guy driving? It's 50
no.
in the left lane.
Oh, no. No. Now, those people, they need to be pushed out of the way. Yes. But
I'm just kidding. We like to have fun here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hey,
that's right.
850-437-1620. We have about 2 minutes or so left with the doctors. What is the best number for a person to call VIP care?
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, you're like really liking what you're hearing in terms of us focusing on healthcare, not sick care, give us a call. The number is 850-517-4646. And even if you don't think that you're eligible, but you like what we're saying, give us a call, 850-517-4646.
Okay. Hey, I meant to ask you, Dr. Yes. Blanchard, which location are you at?
I am at the Mobile Highway location. It is on Mobile Highway in Fairfield, right next to Bingo Paradise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you find that you would like to win big and get good health care,
there you go.
Bingo Paradise.
Wait, what's Bingo Paradise?
Okay, Bingo Paradise is it's just a bingo place. You go in there and play bingo.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way. You can literally go to the doctor and then go play bingo afterwards?
Right next door.
I'm just saying. That would be I love
so
some
convenient.
Bingo.
Yeah. Who doesn't like bingo, right?
You just need to put like some parking lot slot machines out there too, and we'll be
exactly.
set. And I think there's like a good cafe over there now.
There is. It's called
the Maple Cafe.
Yes.
Maple Forest Cafe. It's right in that parking lot there.
Yeah.
We're right in the corner of the strip mall.
That's
so
right
there at Mobile Highway in Fairfield, right behind the Walgreens, right next to Bingo Paradise.
And a good reminder, and Dr. Reed, you can hop on this one if you have issues with transportation. If they call the number 850-517-4646, can y'all just walk them through maybe some ways to get to the doctor?
We actually provide Ubers. If you cannot get to the doctor's appointment, we will provide an Uber for you. We will go get you and bring you in. That's what we do.
You guys are awesome.
Thank
you. I appreciate every single week together, and I learned something new. And you know what? We talked a lot today about just handling different issues. But really, I think what it comes down to, like you both mentioned, Dr. Reed and Dr. Listen, get to the root of the problem.
That's right.
Okay, so I want to give you the last few seconds to give the locations, the phone number, and the website again, Dr. Reed.
Yeah, so we have three locations in Pensacola. Dr. Blanchard and Burnett are at Mobile and Fairfield. I'm at Mobile and Pine Forest. And Dr. Ehrman is on Davis and Brent, I believe.
Yes.
Anyway, and then we have one location in Milton, and the number is 850-517-4646, or you can check us out on the web, www.getvipcare.com.